These are today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 24th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny, with a high near 58. Tonight will be mostly clear, with a low around 34. In housing news, Placer County supervisors will vote Tuesday on a $1.1 million funding plan for a mobile homeless shelter for those living in an encampment near the county's Auburn Government Center. The shelter proposal was born out of a settlement agreement and a lawsuit filed by several people living in the encampment. The plaintiffs alleged they had lost property when the county cleaned the area a year ago. The shelter would consist of 50 tents with cots and basic bedding, the county said. The goal of the low-barrier shelter is to provide unhoused individuals with temporary shelter with the hope of securing permanent housing in the future, the county said in a news release. The shelter could also include showers, toilets and trash service, as well as access to drinking water. It would be connected to another county building that could serve as a cooling and warming center during extreme weather. The homeless encampment on the county's Auburn Government Center has been a sore point for some time. Last year, the Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance in an attempt to limit camping at the site. The ordinance was hotly debated for months, prompting the county to adopt a less stringent plan. The ordinance prohibits camping on county property or in fire-prone areas where signage is posted, with exceptions made for those camping due to inclement weather or when shelters are full. The original draft of the ordinance would have limited camping between the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., but after receiving feedback from the community, that stipulation was removed. According to a report prepared by county staff, members of the public voiced concern that the daily breakdown and setup of camps would create a hardship, particularly for elderly or disabled individuals. Residents also shared concerns that a daytime camping ban would cause homeless individuals to congregate, or just move their encampment elsewhere. The large encampment on F Street in Auburn, the future site of the county's new Health and Human Services building, has persisted. Once about 100 people across 67 campsites, the encampment has shrunk to about 50 people, a county spokesperson said. The Board of Supervisors will decide Tuesday whether to approve a $1.10 million contract with a nonprofit organization, First Step Communities, to manage the shelter for 6 months. The contract would require 24/7 on-site shelter supervision and basic case management services, the county said. In tax news, tax season is here and with a little preparation and a lot of deep breaths, you can get ahead of the curve. The Internal Revenue Service began accepting and processing 2022 tax returns Monday. The agency, according to its website, is anticipating more than 168 million returns, so it's important to brush up on the key facts before you file. Some good news, taxpayers have an extra 3 days to file this year because the typical April 15th deadline falls on a weekend and is shortly followed by Washington, D.C.'s Emancipation Day. Californians living in certain counties hit hard by the hazardous storms in January are given an even longer extension, plus tax relief opportunities. Here's what you need to know about important 2023 tax season deadlines, including California extensions, when to expect your refund, and tips for those who are still waiting on previous tax returns. The deadline to file a 2022 tax return is April 18th. If you can't file by then, be sure to request an extension and pay taxes owed by the April due date. Those who request an extension on their 2022 tax return will have until October 16th to file. The Internal Service Revenue extended its deadline for certain Californians to May 15th due to winter storms. Both individuals and businesses in counties affected by the disastrous wind, rain and flooding will have until then to file tax returns and make tax payments. The new deadline covers more than 15 counties, including Sacramento, Placer and Yolo counties. The extension includes the following, according to the Franchise Tax Board, individuals whose tax returns and payments are due on April 18, 2023, quarterly estimated tax payments due January 17, 2023, and April 18, 2023, business entities whose tax returns and payments are due on March 15, 2023. Debt collectors cannot mail collection notices to affected taxpayers for 30 days, starting January 13. You could get your tax refund within 21 days, according to the Internal Revenue Service's website, if you do the following: electronically file your 2022 tax return, request to receive your refund in a direct deposit, file your 2022 tax return with no errors or issues. Remember, the IRS cannot issue refunds that include an earned income tax credit or an additional child tax credit until mid-February. Check the status of your refund 24 hours after electronically filing with your social security number, filing status and refund amount on your 2022 tax return. Taxpayers who file a paper return should wait at least 6 months before checking their refund status. Taxpayers should file their 2022 tax return even if they're waiting on previous returns. Both error-free paper and electronic tax returns turned into the IRS before November have been processed, according to the IRS, but there's still work to be done. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Sacramento Bee.